Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, I'm just delighted to be here with you. Even more delighted to be bringing along my lovely co-host, Charlene Neal. Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
You with us, darling?
Pardon?
I said, you with us, or did somebody give you a little tickle?
I don't know what happened. I said, hello.
I know, something happened there.
Yeah. So anyway, hello to everyone.
Yes. Well, a couple things we're going to be doing tonight, and of course, one of them is my heartfelt invitation to our listeners to call in for a healing.
Okay.
And our number here, if you're in the U.S., is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it is 888-810-8322. And I would just like to say, get your dialing finger ready soon in the hour. Don't wait to the last 5 minutes. You guys have a tendency to give us a call when we're closing down shop and you all want a healing. So call us now in the very beginning and we will give you our undivided attention.
We certainly will.
So, Charlene, we have lots of things to talk about tonight, but tell me perhaps one of your observations about what's going on with your clients who call in for a healing because of these new energies coming in.
Well, actually, I've been really talking to everyone, talking to them to please be very, very aware of what you feel and what you speak and what you think. And make sure that they're very positive, because the new energy means that you're going to be manifesting them at a faster rate, and you'll end up being the creator of what you think and what you feel, and when your spoken word will become your reality. So it's very important that we stay very positive.
Sort of like a double-edged sword, huh?
Yes. But it can be a very growing time, a very healing time, because those that we're healing, I'm finding, are healing quite rapidly. So, you know, they're opening up the energy field so that God can heal them much more quickly than they have before.
Well, I have to say that at the beginning of the month, the very beginning of the month, I was crawling on the floor. I don't know that, too.
Yeah, I heard of that from Caroline. We were all kind of down, trying to pick ourselves back up again, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Was not easy because we were feeling the energy
that
was moving through.
Yes, if you're attuned, if you're the kind of person who is attuned to energy, you would have really felt that in the very beginning.
Right.
I know what I felt was a tremendous pressure. Did it show up to you as a difficult pressure in the very early beginning?
Yes. It was like my mind and my heart wanted to get up, but my legs weren't working. It's like my
I told those angels they better stop sitting on me.
Yeah, that's what you told them. I just said, hey, if you want some work done, we're going to have to do better job here with this physical body.
Then after what I noticed after that went through and the body kind of got adjusted to that shift. I think after that was a feeling of great peace. I've had several people tell me that. Did you pick it up that way too?
Yes, because what I picked up was all of a sudden it was like that peace, and it was like that knowingness that everything's going to be fine.
Yes.
And it was all of a sudden. It was just all of a sudden. It was like everything's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see anything that's happening that you assume, like we talked about last week, that is a negative, look at it and see what the positive is really occurring. And look at the whole picture.
You know, let's talk about that a little, Charlene, because really I think when something happens, like one of these Mercury in retrograde things.
Right.
It's really easy to feel some sense of negativity, but it's very important to see the other side of that.
Well, like we talked about before, we have a tendency to go into a state of fear of the
yes.
future, rather than seeing that there really is what's transpiring is really a process for all of us going into a very positive aspects of mankind. And so sometimes we have a tendency to look at the negative rather than the positive.
Well, we do. I was on the radio a little over a week ago, and I had an emergency here in the sense that a power line, we had an ice storm, and a power line broke.
Oh, yes.
A grounding wire broke, and I had a surge. I was on the radio at the time, actually, and had a surge of electricity come through my whole home that burned up appliances, burned up my control panel, my whole electrical panel. Everything went. And it would have been very easy to think of the negative side of that. And after I got over the shock of what happened, because it surely wasn't expected, I realized what a blessing it was to have been home where we could shut things down, that if we hadn't done that, we could have burned the house down.
Right,
And so it's good to look at the positive side of things when they
and
happen.
Recognize the fact that you were really put in your home to be at that place at that time so that you could take care of it instantly.
Yes, I felt like I was blessed. I really was.
Yeah.
Because this surge of current came through the telephone system that I know others have been injured, you know, by electricity that has entered through the phone. And so I really felt protected. But, you know, it's kind of hard getting to that point without having the right mindset.
Yes.
And this is really what we're talking about right now, the mindset, because it's easy to get carried along in something, in thinking of the negative things that could have happened instead of making certain that you're going to continuously think about the plus side of events that happen in your life, because later on you can always find a blessing out of it.
Well, it's been interesting to watch people that are having the kind of these traumas right now, and it's been interesting to me about some of their comments about, yes, but this is what happened, and it really was a blessing. A lot of people are doing that, and I just really appreciate what a positive attitude that they have.
Well, it's interesting also how we have to go through what appears to be a negative event to get to a positive result.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And see that it is a positive. Or what is it that we need to learn from it? What is the positive we're learning from it?
Somebody once said about that, what is spirit trying to teach you at the moment? And even in something that is very negative, or it appears to be negative, if you look at that thought of trying to figure out what spirit is trying to teach you at the moment, it really is an eye-opener, because there's always something positive that comes out of any experience.
Yes, there is. That I'm finding that to be a case. Either that, or you might be learning a very valuable lesson, because I certainly have had that experience in my life to look back and see the education that I got. And it taught me how to deal with my circumstances in a more positive way.
I'm looking at that sometimes, Charlene, because I also say I'm kind of tired of growth also.
Yeah. I've done that one too. I said, enough is enough. Now,
folks,
let's have lightheartedness and fun for a little bit. I've done that one too.
So, folks, the number
enough
here
of this growth.
Really, 877-876-5227. Give us a little thought as to what you've been going through since these new energies are coming in, because there's another aspect of that also, Charlene. Something that we haven't addressed in this little discussion is that there is a great deal of clearing that is going on in people's bodies right now.
Yes,
a lot of stuff
yes.
from past lifetime, present lifetime. And for those folks, I would like to be in a position where we can give them a little bit of positive encouragement. And what I mean by that, Charlene, is this is a time when a lot of work has to be done, clearing the physical from some past lifetime debris. Would you like to comment on any of that?
Yes, because part of it, what you're also doing is that because of that, you have what's called a cellular memory. And those cellular memories not only passed on from your past life, but also those within your family structure that has that as well. And that's passed on in your DNA and cellular memory. So a lot of times we deal with things and can't figure out how come we can't resolve it. And it just keeps coming back at us because we think, well, I've set my goal, and my goal is that I've not achieved it, and I don't understand why it's not being achieved. But it might be past life, and it might also be coming in on your DNA, which is also your morphogenetic field from your ancestors. Because we pass on memories from our ancestors like we do our size and our color of our eyes and hair and so forth. So sometimes we pick up their DNA. And so we can clear that so that that is not cumbersome to us in achieving a more peaceful life.
I always found that so fascinating how in our how we can connect to our ancestral line and the emotions from ancestors. I don't know if the word is perhaps more primitive. There was more fear around some of the things that our ancestors saw in life that they didn't understand. And then it became a part of their DNA because they didn't clear it. And then it comes down to us through the lineage. I find that extraordinary. Do you have any particular story that perhaps you can discuss about that, Charlene, that doesn't reveal,
individual?
Yeah.
I have dealt with somebody that really had ancestors, was a Native American that was in the Trail of Tears
mm-hmm.
when the Native Americans were transported and walked for hundreds of miles.
Yeah, that
and
was a
so we've
time.
Done some, yeah, we've done some clearing on the memory of that, and it's amazing to see some of the things that transpired in her life once those ancestors were cleared.
And also address the fact that when you do that clearing, it clears that information from the entire line, or it can.
Right, it does, yeah. Because what God's doing is he's actually taking those experiences which created a great deal of vibrational frequencies of feelings and is taken from off the generation line so that it isn't passed on to the next generation.
It do you just actually
moves
see
it out.
That working?
Pardon?
When God does that, do you actually see that?
Yes, sometimes I see the energy moved and actually being taken from off of the energy field and God taking it away.
How about the energy from the individual? When that's removed from the individual, what do you see?
Sometimes it's like, well, I'm very visual, so sometimes I will see, God will show me what has happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I'll do is see what's going on and then go in and have to change the memory that was transmitted to him at the time because of the experience. And he'll go in and once you've asked him, because, you know, the law here is free agency or free will or whichever we want to identify it as.
Mm-hmm.
And then that can be pulled out. And I sometimes it's like if I'm seeing it, mm-hmm. it might be a visual thing, but another time it might be all of a sudden I just see all kinds of energy movement.
That's beautiful. I think we have a caller on the line, do we?
Yes.
And your name, sir?
My name is James Tipton.
Hi, James. The first name was sufficient. How are you doing, dear?
Doing good. Is this Carolyn?
What'd you say?
Is this Carolyn?
Yes, it is. It's Carolyn and Charlene here. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. What can we do for you, dear?
Well, I had called in about the healing that we had discussed by email there.
Well, Charlene, James has called in, and he wants to clear from his etheric energy any past life trauma that you can see that needs to be removed right now. Would you agree with that, James? Is that sort of the way this is going?
Yeah, I just went through a divorce also in this life for after being married 26 years, and I think there may be a little bit to sort of heal there as well.
Charlene, what are you seeing, dear?
Oh, what I'm seeing is rejection.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I think there was. I think actually the divorce was a springboard in many ways, and really I feel like I've released most of it. I just Carolyn and I were talking the other day by email, and she mentioned that. You know, that it had taken her something like 12, 15 years to really release some of the things that had happened before. And
it keeps coming up. You think you're finished with all of it, and I said, not finished with you yet.
No, right, sometimes...
Well, actually, my ex and I are quite good friends now, probably better than we've been in a while. And, of course, we were married 26 years, and that's like a lifetime. So
indeed it is.
I do still love her, and it's kind of a... situation where I think I had to get some things done, and there was some past life issues that were taking place.
You know what you just said is a wonderful thing, because whether we come and go and make alliances with people, it's always good if the relationship has come to an end and you're leaving at the moment to leave them in love. That's beautiful. That's the way it should be. Two people come together, or more than two people, and they have lessons to learn, and they teach one another, they learn from one another, and then it's time to move on, and it's a good thing to move on in love. That's beautiful. So, Charlene, what can we do for Dennis, dear?
For James?
James, excuse me. I'm looking at a name on my desk. Forgive me, James.
Okay. Because you don't feel a sense of rejection or failure?
I not really. I mean, the marriage had been kind of stuck, but I'm a bit of a loyalist, and after so much time, I just thought, well, it was during the two boys' senior year of high school 2 years ago.
Oh,
and much as anything, the timing of it sort of upset me, and the way that it was done. I certainly I felt the rejection.
Sure.
Felt like I sort of got kicked out of the house right in the middle of the boys' senior year, and that bothered me. And
you know, this is a human thing, and it's normal.
Uh-huh.
It's
right.
Normal to feel this way.
Do you sense in any way that you failed?
Well, I've actually dealt with this quite a lot and had several readings on it, and I do channel myself. And what happened since that time is I've written a book, I've recorded a musical CD, and sometimes it's the pain. I mean, on the surface,
okay.
there were some, you know, issues that were going on, but on a deeper soul level, she did me a favor, and I recognized that. And I never would have had the courage to end it myself, although I think our contract, I won't say had ended, but it took on a different aspect. Where
yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. It just is a totally different type of feeling about
ending the relationship, right?
Yeah, it's the relationship changed, but it gave me a lot of pain. Pain is a great crucible, and it allows you to do some deep exploration. And I had a lot of solitude. I went from being in a house with four people and two dogs to being in a small apartment. I had a lot of time to think. And
man, that sounds like rejection to me.
And so, result of the time, I got some things done that had been some lifetime ambitions that I probably would not have been able to get done within the same timing had I remained in. So.
Well, what I find is sometimes because relationships like that end, the possibility of us going back into the same kind of relationship that we just came out of is that you'll go back into it if you haven't resolved the deeper issues associated with it.
That's a valid point. I mean, I was told by my guides that I was not to go into a relationship for at least 2 years, and I haven't. And right now, I think my ex-wife would probably like to get back together, but I think it would be more around a comfort zone thing, and I'm not totally sure that we have really worked out the issues that sort of caused the blockage in the first place. And then we had adopted or became legal guardians for a boy that sort of created a triangle that was a catalyst for all this. So there was a lot of things happening. But yeah, I think she would like to get back together now, and I'm just not sure. I don't want to for now, right now, for sure. But I don't know.
Well, because you've got to find out. First of all, it's like looking at it and saying, why did I go into a relationship that was not working for us? Because then we repeat it. What I find is called, I call it the sphere of understanding. We understand certain behavior patterns, and we buy into those behavior patterns
because we
understand.
I think one of the biggest things that I'm dealing with now is a fear of getting into another relationship. Period. I just
maybe
she's if I did, you know, I'm joking here, but maybe she's coming after the remaining 30%.
Well, we become very insecure within ourselves. That why did we go into a relationship that didn't work, and would I do it again?
Well, I won't say it didn't work. We had a marriage that lasted 26 years, and that's pretty successful. I think it just sort of came to a point where there was a higher soul agreement that we had finished the contract and had some things we both had to do by ourselves. And whether or not we get back together, I don't know. That's sort of remains to be written, but right now probably not. But we'll see how it unfolds.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to make a comment on something that you were talking about earlier, if I may.
Okay.
You were talking about energies that were coming in during March,
right,
and April.
Right.
March, April, and May.
March, April, and May. Are you aware of the energy that the solar storms and what's happening with the solar storms and solar winds?
From what period of time? Presently or in the past?
Currently. Well, you know, the sun actually rotates on its magnetic poles every 11 years. That's a really interesting really interesting phenomenon. And since the time that we've been measuring solar storms, which goes back probably with hard scientific data about 60, 70 years, within the last 4 years, there have been more solar storms and much bigger solar storms than have ever been recorded before. An average solar storm comes off the sun's surface about 50,000 miles, and when they exceed that, they're called X-class. And there have been more X-class solar flares within the last 4 years than there have been in the recorded history, more than twice as many in the last 4 years as there have been since they've been recording them. And what these solar storms do is creating a, what feels like the a full moon times 10, but they do affect electrical surges. There's just a tremendous amount of electromagnetic energy that bombards the planet. And this is actually something that is part of the mechanism of the ascension. And I think a lot of this sort of gets absorbed into the tectonic plates and distributed through through what we call power points or sacred points or grid points. But there is a very, very powerful solar storm that started occurring about a week ago, and we're right in the middle of it right now. And so usually when there's a solar storm, it takes a day or two for the energy up to start hitting the planet. But it does create, on the physical level, on the electromagnetic level, incredible surges of electricity and things of that nature. And it really does sort of increase the frequency of the planet in the long-term process. But I think it's one of the mechanisms of the scientific aspect of the planetary ascension.
Well, I would agree with you, James. A good bit of my work has been along these levels. What I'm receiving from Spirit is identifying this as a major point. And basically what they are saying is the beginning of this, as they mark the time, is energy that is actually coming from Source. And the date that they give on that is, 1999, it was either March, I think it was March of 1999, we had a solar blast, but something very strange happened. You can actually see this at on the Internet. It's the government website that NASA has.
I subscribe to that, but I think it's just called NASA.com, but I get a lot of, I subscribe. You can actually go on there and subscribe, and they'll give you updates on on cosmic events.
Well, what happened during that particular solar storm is the solar winds that usually come to the planet actually stopped for 3 days. Science is rather doesn't really have an answer as to why that happened, because the solar winds stopped during that that period. And what I have received from, and it's in Viva Papa, the story of that, is that the this was energy that came from Source that imprinted the planet, the DNA of human beings. It imprinted the planet down to the core, and this was the basis that all of these other changes are building upon, that was the basic structural change.
The trigger event, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that certainly resonates, yeah.
And that story of those solar winds stopping during that period of time, it was 3 days, it's quite remarkable. So that was the beginning of what is happening. Now, what Archangel Michael has said is that this energy coming in these 3 months is from explosions that have occurred deep in space,
mm-hmm.
and that these energies are coming in. They are being carried on what we know of as the Eye of Isis,
yeah.
and that this is an opportunity that removes that revolves around the cosmos, and this is our time for it. And it definitely, from what I am being told, has an effect on the ascension process.
Yeah.
And the point of the this month's clearing with the energies is to clear the physical. That's why we were talking about some of the physical feelings that people are working with.
Right, yeah, it's been very intense.
Yes, it has. So now let's get back to you, James. You know, even though a person feels that perhaps they have dealt with an issue, the time of the pain is still out there in time and space, and it's, even though we think that perhaps we have cleared everything, there's always residue, and I mean, maybe you have cleared it, and you didn't want Charlene to work with that energy field, but if you feel that you know, you want her to, this is the time.
Absolutely. I would like that. Yes, please.
Charlene,
okay.
Ball's in your
all
court,
right,
dear.
Okay. If you, what I'll do is who is your higher source?
Well, I'm Metatron.
Metatron?
Metatron, yes.
Okay. Good. Okay, so we'll have Metatron go in and remove any past life that might be that you might be dealing with that would get you stuck in a relationship that doesn't follow through. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's very good. Thank you.
Okay, just a minute. Now tell me something. How is your body feeling right now?
You mean since we did this healing or today in general?
No, just now.
Much nicer. Much better.
Feel calmer, right?
I do, yes. I feel very nice.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. Just a minute.
I feel a tingling.
Okay, good. Men have a tendency to, when they're clearings, to feel it in the physical body.
Yeah.
The sensation of the energy shifting. Okay, just a minute. Now, how are you feeling, like, in your...
I feel like I had an etheric massage. It feels great.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. It looked like your body's really reacting to the shift.
Oh, my neck and back feels a lot better.
Good.
I see the block energy there when things get
Have you
bit.
Also been having some problems with your abdomen on the right side?
I have, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, is that okay if he goes in and clears that for you?
Oh, yes, that'd be great.
Okay, all right, just a minute.
Does that mean I can stop taking that salt palmetto?
Just a minute. Let me go ahead and have him clean that shirt for you. Okay, now I want you to take a couple of deep breaths and blow out, and then tell me how it feels.
Feels nice, yeah. Feels a bit lighter in there, yeah. I'm getting toward that age. I'm 54, and...
You're not very old yet.
Well, I was starting to worry if that funny pain I'd been having in my right side, I was worried that it might be my prostate gland or something. I've never had a history.
Right, right. Well,
kind of a strange thing, but it's been sort of...
So that's feeling okay now, right?
That is.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Just a minute. Okay. You've also... It looks like you've also been having a little bit of problems with... the digestion in your stomach?
Yeah, I've been, I have. Off and on for about the last 2 months, I've been, I travel a lot with my job. I work as a geologist, and when I take trips, I had to go to Italy a couple of weeks ago, and just the jet lag on the way back, I'll get constipated for 2 or 3 days, not sure why exactly, and it just doesn't feel right, and so I've been having that issue for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
That may be more information than you want.
No. Because that's what I can see, so it doesn't make any difference. Just a minute.
Well, I'm sure it's not a pretty sight.
Well, actually, it is.
Oh, God, I'm joking. It's been an issue with me for several weeks, and anytime I fly lately, and I fly about once every 8 weeks.
Well, do you know, have you ever studied the science of the metaphysical?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're having those, what is the metaphysical for that?
Well, you mean metaphysical, like just metaphysical sciences?
No. The metaphysical means that there's emotional attachment to what's going on with the physical body. It's an indication of where you are emotionally on a subconscious level.
Well, I think, I think there's some of that going on maybe that sort of ties back in the divorce thing.
And what that implies is that you're stuck.
And I think a lot of what happens with the jet lag phenomenon, for example, when you fly these long flights like this, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that, the magnetic field of the Earth is measured by the Schumann resonance, and which is sort of an anionic pulse that is emitted from the Earth, and it can be measured. And it goes all the way up to 30,000 feet where it hits the ionosphere, and it more or less creates a capacitor around the Earth, and that's how we get lightning. And when you fly in airplanes that are above 30,000 feet, you don't have that magnetic regulator. And when you fly in these for more than 3 or 4 hours, it really can mess up your body. And, NASA, discovered this when they had astronauts in space, and they ended up putting magnetic pulse that put out the Schumann resonance at about 7.8 hertz to keep the body regulated. So I think that's a lot of it. It happens, as well as from the metaphysical aspect, I think the pure electromagnetic physical aspect has a lot to do with being above the Schumann resonance. You know, they've discovered that airline pilots and airline stewardesses have a much younger lifespan if they work 20, 30 years sometimes, or have a higher incidences of disease. And I think that has something to do with it. Possibly.
Well, perhaps, but why not just observe what Charlene is saying, James, that, that this is something that perhaps could be connected emotionally. Like all these other things are true, what you're saying, but the emotions, we're spiritual, we're physical, but we're also emotional. We have this emotional body that we're dealing with.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I didn't mean to imply that I didn't agree with you. I do, yeah.
Just a minute.
I'm trying to clear this for you, James.
I know.
Just a minute.
I'll say
what he's got, see, you have a tendency to go in and analyze and use the analytical brain to explain what's going on rather than going into the feeling brain of really what's going on.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So he just went in and cleared your small intestine,
okay,
your colons, and your large intestines, so that the memory in there of feeling kind of stuck, not the little bit of fear there of where am I going here from here, right?
Right.
that's what your fear is.
Where
do I go from here?
Yeah,
clearing the fear that everything is fine. Everything is moving fine. Everything is in its own place. Now watch the intestines, both the small, large intestines, empty for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Because they were stuck, but it's the memory that's in there, those feelings that you've had.
Yes.
Of what's going on in your life and feeling like, where am I going? What's the future hold for me? Am I going to sit in my apartment by myself? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So that's been released for you.
Well, thank you.
While you were talking, he was went in there and had him release all that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Now, before you go, I wanted to mention something to you, James. Were you finished, Charlene?
Just a minute. Okay, the intestines and the colons and so forth were cleared. The ileocecal valve has been cleared, but the bowel had not been cleared yet, okay? So now that's all working in order. Now he's through.
Okay. I wasn't trying to rush you.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't trying to rush you. I wanted to mention something to James because I think this would be good for him, excuse me, but it's also good for the audience. This information is good for the audience, too. Archangel Michael talked to me about a task partner. And this is an interesting concept that a lot of people don't think about, and yet it helps explain some of the things that happen in our life. And when I went through my divorce, it wasn't easy like yours. It was really difficult. I mean difficult. And
yeah.
I said to Archangel Michael, what was all of that about? What was that for? And he discussed task partners. And when we plan our lifetime, we have certain objectives that we set up. We're on the other side. We haven't come to Earth yet. And we start putting together a little team, a little panel, people who are going to work with us to help us with our objectives. And one of my objectives in this lifetime was to step into my power. And my ex-husband, of course, he wasn't my husband then. We were just souls on the other side. He put up his hand and he said, I can teach you that. I can help you with that one. And so he was my task partner as my husband in this lifetime, and he has also been my task partner in other lifetimes too, where he has played the role to help me accomplish what I had in mind to accomplish. And I have to tell you that he usually chooses the roles of a person who's a real challenge in my life, if you get the picture.
Yes.
And so we have these task partners. And I found that so fascinating because it helps us understand, I think, when we run into a skirmish, so to speak, with someone, what they are actually giving us the opportunity to learn. And after I thought about that, my whole attitude towards him changed. I realized how much he had to go through to bring me the opportunity to come to those lessons. And I just thought it was an interesting thing. Perhaps you might find it interesting, or people who are listening find it interesting, but at least something to think about, that those people that we work with and perhaps feel that there is some failure involved, that they may very well be one of our task partners that are bringing to us some of the greatest gifts that we can accept.
No, that makes perfect sense. I didn't want to imply that my divorce wasn't hard. It was devastating. The first 6 months, I lost 30 pounds in the first 6 weeks.
Well, look at the blessing that might have been.
That's
it
so
might
different.
Have been a good
That's
thing.
But,
what?
But it was really, really hard, and it took me. I've been divorced now for about 18 months, and but it's been getting a lot better for the past 6 months, and but there's still some things hanging there, and I really worked at dealing with it, and but
well,
what
let's
you say
see if after today it's a little bit better for you, okay?
Yeah.
Because he went in and released a lot of that.
Yeah.
So let's see, because that's what you were feeling was the energy.
Yeah, well, thank
let's
you.
Let's see if you can move through it a little bit more peacefully, okay?
Okay.
Now, something else, James, that might not be all cleared. In other words, what Charlene did was to go in and clear what was on the surface. But these things are like onions in the sense that there are layers upon layers. And so a layer came up that she cleared, but that doesn't mean that there might not be another issue that comes up that might have to be cleared later. And if it does, I want you to call back.
Okay. I'll do that. Karen, can I ask you one other question?
Yes.
I'm just, where are you from? Is that a southern accent?
You know, I get this I get this from a lot of people. I'm in Maryland.
You're from there originally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I would think
slang,
Georgia.
You? Oh, no. But other people say the same thing to me, so I guess I must sound like I have a southern accent.
A little bit, but, you know, sometimes the radio, but it sounded a bit like it's, I mean, it's a lovely accent. I just thought it just sounded very,
thank
I'm
you.
Arkansas, so I was a
Arkansas, huh?
Arkansas.
Clinton
country. I left there a long time ago now. I moved to Texas, and, of course, they say when somebody moves from Arkansas to Texas, he raises the average IQ of both states.
Good talking to you, James.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was interesting, Charlene.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's good. He's going to find that it's kind of interesting how he is going to move through it. Most of the time we don't want to admit that we're struggling with that kind of emotional release, but we are.
Oh, and I was ready to tell him I was going to sit on him if he didn't start facing the facts.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, he'll find that it's much, a little bit easier because so much was taken from him. Part of it was through some past life rejections, too, that he's dealing with. And that does make a big difference.
I think we're all facing this now. We're clearing things from this life, we're clearing things from past lifetimes, and what those on the other side are telling me is this is the time that we have to clear all these things because this is the time for ascension, and we cannot go from one dimension to another dimension unless we have cleared our physical of all of these emotional traumas that we're talking about.
You're right, yes. And so now, right now, I'm amazed at how many people that I'm working with that I'm told to clear a past life. It's just almost every single person is being cleared on a past life, changing their morphogenetic from their DNA, from their ancestry, and clearing the ancestry line. And then going in and clearing the soul, and then the heart mind, because our heart mind is actually a receiver and a transmitter, and it's got the information there, and all of that is being changed. Tremendous changes that are going on, not only in the physical body, but in the energy field that is around this person, and not so much is being done right now. So you're right, because more people are moving in to a different dimension than they've ever been before.
Yes. And, oh, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. I was waiting for you to, I had something important I wanted to say, and it just went. Oh, it was this. What Archangel Michael has said is that there has been a dispensation that has been given to us by the Karmic Board that we are now able to get help from other people, such as you, to help clear these things from the past. Because we've had so much interference on this planet with other people coming and causing emotional and physical problems. And so the karmic board has given that dispensation. It used to be that we could only clear our own physical bodies, and this dispensation has been given to Earth that we can have others help us now.
Yes, that's exactly what God told me. He says, right now you must clear, and he said, you must clear the field. That now is the time to clear the field. In other words, the energy field on the Earth, it's time to clear it of any negative connotation from past, from our time and from past generations. Now's the time to do it.
Charlene,
and we've been called upon to do that.
We're going to have to be leaving soon, dear. Give your phone number out for those people who maybe wanted a clearing and weren't able to get in on the show tonight.
Okay, my telephone number is 801-944-9346, and that's Charlene McNeil.
Thank you, Charlene. And one thing
and
I want to say, one thing I want to mention before we go is, the course that I have on my website at www.carolynevers.com is called Journey to the Other Side. And we have 10 masters who have come with information each month that I would consider advanced information, things that you're not hearing every day.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information coming in, a lot of new information, and it's just absolutely incredible that we're being given.
Well, it's because we're sort of in overdrive right now because of this is the time to what we call ascend. Though they also tell me that this is really just the beginning. What we're calling ascending is really the beginning of the trip.
That's a good way of putting it, because, boy, I see people changing and just wonderful things happening in their lives. It's just been incredible.
Well, I will say to all of you out there, it's been fun during this time. I enjoyed being with you. And sign up for Archangel Michael's newsletter, because he will be having a conference call soon regarding the energies that are coming in for this month. Do that. Any last thing you wish to tell the people, Charlene?
Well, just that I send my love, and God certainly is in the place where he's really sending those in to help us make these transitions. So there's a lot of help.
Good night, everyone. Tune in for the next show on Sunday. See you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.